Hello, let's do Anita, Anita. So this is just one paragraph and a hospice patient. So we're going to start with Miss Hill, H-I-L-L. Is a 102-year-old woman who presented to the hospital after daughter noted coughing and choking on her mucus. Patient lives with her daughter at home. Patient has a significant history of CVA with chronic right-sided deficit and aphasia. History of coronary artery disease, cardiac stent placement times 5 in 2008, and a sacral wound is just with sacral wound, period. Stage two, that's a good thing to say. Patient's history goes back to December 11, 2021, when she was admitted to Tomball Hospital after her stroke to receive a PEG tube. Patient subsequently was released from the hospital and was brought back via EMS because she was having choking episodes when lying flat on her back. Patient is a DNR at this time. has continued to lose weight. Patient is anemic with a 10 and 29 H&H. Patient's weighs, let's see, 4+ PD because of protein calorie malnutrition. And the cubitus ulcer that was discussed above, which patient will never heal given her current state and inability to assimilate tube feeding and tolerating tube feeding, period. She weighs 63 kilograms. She did weigh 63 kilograms, which is now down to 60. Patient also suffers from recent history of COVID-19 infection with pneumonia. SATs are in the high 80s. And rapid atrial fibrillation. It was decided that prolonged antibiotic will not help the wound or patient's condition, and subsequently patient is going to be discharged home with hospice care. Patient is with hospice care, period. Patient is expected to do poorly and most likely has less than 6 months to live. That's Anita, A-N-I-T-A, Heal, H-I-L. Thank you.